speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer. My husband Bruce is now in here.
Oh, my husband just happened to walk in. I have a husband. So relatable, right?
You want a beer?
No, I'll pass on the beer for now.
We don't usually drink beer. What are you doing?
So, this is my sweetie.
Hello.
I'm crazy.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure.
I'm glad you're here.
Why are you thanking your own husband for being in your house? That's just weird. Yeah, that Bosnian war criminal looked more comfortable taking a swig of poison. She makes Mark Zuckerberg look human. Quite the accomplishment. How do you do, fellow kids? I am your new highly approachable candidate eager to share a beer.
I'm gonna get me, a beer.
I'm gonna get me a beer? Yeah, you're an Ivy League professor, Elizabeth. We know you don't talk like that, so stop insulting our intelligence. Elizabeth Warren's trying to act like a normal person, pretending to be something she's not. Now, where have I seen that before? But wait, Native Americans and alcohol? Probably not the best idea.
Hello?
Looks like when you buy your parents their first iPhone for Christmas and they realize it has a camera. The future of politics is seeing out-of-touch elites trying to connect with the average people they lost by doing cringe-worthy live streams of normalcy while appearing like psychopaths.
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
How long before Warren whips out the hot sauce?
Hot sauce.
And in case you missed it, she also has a husband so relatable.
Obviously hasn't for 5 years.
Also, did you know, she has a dog so relatable. Oh, and she also has a husband.
I'm Elizabeth Warren. This is my husband, Bruce. Come on.
Okay.
And a dog.
And this is Bailey, who will be 8 months old tomorrow.
And a husband so relatable. But wait, what's this? Bit racist. Oh, it's okay. She's 1/1024th a woman of color. Elizabeth, you're a 69-year-old multimillionaire Harvard elitist. This video has less authenticity than your Native American heritage. You're not gonna out AOC AOC by awkwardly chugging a beer.
You're such a f***ing hoe. I love it.
Billionaires and big corporations decided they wanted more of the pie.
You mean like the ones who funded Hillary Clinton's campaign? The woman you campaigned for? So relatable. But to be serious, what is relatable is Warren calling out Wall Street predators like JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon before she had a private meeting with him. But hey, at least Warren has demanded that big banks like UBS should be punished for their role in the 2008 financial collapse. Right? You know, how they rolled out subprime mortgages that sunk the very middle-class people that Warren claims to represent. Very relatable. Her then attending a private fundraising party hosted by former UBS bank executive Robert Wolf. Not so relatable. Like, what's next? Is she going to announce Jordan Belfort as her VP? So relatable.
That's Paul Joseph Watson. You can see the full video on Infowars.com. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. Stay with us on the other side, the David Knight Show. America is occupied by its enemies. Yes, folks, Congress has gone full communism. We'll talk about it all on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, Infowars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Friday, January 4th, 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, as of yesterday, Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, America is now under the more or less complete control of its enemies. That is might sound hyperbolic, but folks, you look at what the Democrats have done in their one day since they took control of one half of one branch of the government, and it is clear that this is the tipping point. Beyond this, I mean, I'm almost at a loss as to what to say, because we've almost gone too far. There almost is no hope. There almost is only the option of chaos and rebellion and revolt and, a second American revolution, because we are now entering a stage in which the people that have been elected to Congress are openly advocating what can only be described as communism, that are pushing forward bills. I mean, this is no longer, speculation. This is no longer, oh, the crazy left wing, pundits are saying crazy things, or, oh, old Uncle Bernie is up there, saying he's going to give you all free stuff. They are now in power, some of these people, and they are putting forward bills and plans to enact total equality across the entire social strata. Every different group, every different person, we're all going to make the same amount of money. We're all going to, work just as hard as one another. I mean, it's full communism. So today on the show, I want to really break this down. First, what they are trying to do now that the Democrats have an iota of power in Washington, the just world-ending level of incompetence that they're displaying. We're going to talk about how we got here. We're going to talk about the fact that not only are we facing this insanity from the government, but the tech companies are crushing our ability to even fight against this. You have to really understand that we're at the crux here. This is the crucible, okay? This is where we succeed or fail, right? The crucible is where you put the sword in, and it either breaks and goes brittle and is destroyed, or it comes out strong and flexible and powerful. And that's where we are right now. This is the crucible. It's the hardest, hottest point, the most dangerous point in existence is the crucible, is whether we are able to forge a path into the future that provides for liberty, provides for the ability for people to speak their minds, to have a say in their own government, or whether we cede that power to unelected international, bureaucracies that will do whatever they will with us. I mean, I don't even know where to start. It's too much, folks. Just this headline, Democrat spending bill. So, right, there's an impasse over the bill. Donald Trump's like, please, for the love of God, give me a border wall. I mean, we send $38 billion to Israel. We spend untold hundreds of billions on the problem of illegal immigration. Illegal immigrants are pouring over the border by the tens of thousands a month. Do you have any idea what that costs the American people and what a small percentage of that $5 billion would be, and yet what a massive change that would take. I mean, think about what we do right now with illegal immigrants. Okay. We have Border Patrol agents constantly patrolling, trying to find these people, you know, totally porous, totally open border, right? It's just a big land with an invisible line on the ground that people just cross over. So we have all these Border Patrol agents that are constantly having to not only, you know, try to find these people and try to arrest them. It's a dangerous job, right? These people fight back. They risk being killed. So we put Border Patrol agents in the line of danger to patrol this area that has no border, no protection, maybe, you know, a line of concertina wire or maybe a broken down old fence. Okay, we put them there. The people get through anyway, so we have to, like, chase them down, try to find them. We put them under arrest. We don't just send them back to Mexico. We actually hold on to them. We have to pay to keep them imprisoned. We have to pay for their lawyers so they can go through our court system so we can spend all this money and time that, I mean, what else could we be doing? What else could we do with that money that's spent on the Border Patrol, that's spent on the courts, that's spent on the, you know, police officers having to try to funnel this, spent on ICE? I mean, I'm not a fan of ICE, but it's necessary. I'd much rather be spending our money on something else, but since we don't have a border, since we don't have a wall, since we don't have anything there, yeah, we gotta spend money on ICE, so we gotta grab these people, we do all of this trouble, it costs all this money, takes so much time, is dangerous, is troublesome, you know, people die in custody or whatever, and then there's a big media story. I mean, so much trouble. Finally, you know, at the very end of it, we get the conviction, we get them sent away, and what do? Oh, we just drop them off on the other side of an invisible line. Oh, phew. Thank God, you know, we risked our lives, we spent so much money, we spent so much time, we dedicated court time and police time and all this stuff to it, and we finally did it, we finally got that person convicted, and okay, you're a legal immigrant, now you have to leave, and they basically just they go, okay, here you go, don't come back, please. There's no border, there's no wall, there's no one even really watching, and then we do it all over again. Then they come across, we do it all over again. Not to mention the amount that we spend on welfare, not to mention the amount that we spend on education. I mean, it's so absurd, the situation that we're in. So that $5 billion, but we can't spend, no, we can't spend it. It's racist. It's, I mean, they don't even make the argument that it's too much money or that it wouldn't work. They literally are just like, it doesn't comport with our ideology. So no, their ideology is internationalism. Their ideology is globalism. Their ideology is you don't matter as much as the people on the other side of the border. We're going to spend your money to take care of those people. We're going to let those people actually decide what your government is. We're going to let them vote. I mean, how does this make any sense? So then Democrats' spending bill offers $12 billion more for foreign aid. $0 for the wall. For the border wall. Okay? So there's an impasse, right? Oh no. The Democrats won't do it. They won't sign it. They won't even consider it. They won't talk about it. No. $5 billion for the wall. No, we're not doing it. We're children. No, we're not going to do it. So, you know, Donald Trump's trying to negotiate. He's like, okay, all right. Give me your proposal. Give me what you want to spend. They're like, oh, okay. Well, $5 billion on the wall is too much. How about $12 million for foreign aid? How about we spend over twice that much on other countries, for no reason? Literally, I mean, my God. The spending bill proposed by House Democrats to end the partial government shutdown offers no funding for the U.S. border wall, but provides $12 billion more in foreign aid than the Trump administration requested. That's $12 billion more for international affairs programs, including $2.9 billion more for economic and development assistance, including funding for the West Bank and Gaza, Syria, and Pakistan, where our foreign aid is either frozen or under review. $700 million more than requested for the U.N., including restoring funding for the United Nations Population Fund. The Population Fund. Don't they put a nice little name on eugenics? Aren't there abortion factories? Don't they just sound lovely? The United Nations Population Fund, which would undermine the administration's Mexico City policy that bars use of taxpayer dollars for foreign organizations that promote or perform abortions. But no, the Democrats, they don't want to give you the wall so you can spend your money protecting your country. They would rather take your money and give it to foreign countries to perform abortions on their people. These people are sick. These people are the enemy. If you can't see that, you have been blinded by the propaganda. Blinded by it. And we'll go through. I mean, Pelosi is off her rocker, which we already knew, but my God, she's gone far. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is like, I don't even know what. I mean, you realize this woman was an unheard of bartender 6 months ago. In 6 months, she has so been able to capture the ire and the, like, just gleeful celebration of the media, the ire of the Republicans and the conservatives, the gleeful celebration of the crypto communists. We'll break it down, folks. Yeah, we'll break it down. Don't worry about that. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith. Strap in, folks. We're in the fight of our lives right now. The fight of our lives. We'll get to the clips on the other side. Stay with us.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to feel. That is a less to fear. That is a quote by Marcus Tullius Cicero of Rome. They knew it 2,000, 3,000 years ago, and it is on display today. The enemies are in the gate, and now, yes, indeed, they are in the halls of government. Nancy Pelosi, the snake, the liar, the con artist, honestly. I mean, look at what's just happened in the last couple days. We went over it yesterday, but she goes to this meeting with Donald Trump. She says, oh, you'll never get the House votes. You can't get the House votes. But if you really want to talk about wall funding, all you have to do is get the House to vote on it. That's all you have to do. Then we'll start talking. Donald Trump, you're just so dumb. You don't understand that the legislature works this way. If you would just follow my instruction, then everything would be great and nice. All right, fine. He gets the House vote. Nothing. Nothing. No compromise. No nothing. She says, no, no, no. It won't ever, ever happen because she's a liar. She is a bold-faced liar. Something bold about that face, but she claims the Constitution gives her equal power to the president. So she's not just a brazen liar. She's also clearly highly uninformed about the structure of the American government. She seems to think that because the Congress is listed in Article 1, that it somehow is greater than the president. And I love this article from Breitbart really breaks it down. It's like, okay, she thinks she's the head of the, so the executive is like the sole head of one of the branches of government. The branches of government are not co-equal. That was never a part of the Constitution. That doesn't appear in the Constitution. No, they are similar to each other. They have checks and balances. They play off one another. No one has more power than another explicitly in, you know, different ways, but she is the head of one of the parties, of one of the halves of one of the branches of government, right? Congress, two branches, Senate, House of Representatives, two parties, Republicans, Democrats. She's head of the Democratic Party, and she thinks she's equal to the president. She's just a brazen con woman, and then she gets up and gives this speech that, and she totally botches, and is just like, I think I missed a few pages. Let's go to that video now, shall we? You'll have it.
We take the oath of office today. We accept responsibility as daunting and demanding as any that previous generations of leadership have faced. Guided by the vision and values of our founders, the sacrifice of our men and women in uniform, and the aspirations that we have for our children, let us meet that responsibility with wisdom, with courage, and with grace. Together, we will let it be known that this House will truly be the people's house. Let us pray that God may bless our work and crown our good with brotherhood and sisterhood from sea to shining sea. God bless you all, and God bless the United States of America.
He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. I don't know if you've heard there.
She's I'm Kyle Olson.
That was
Thanks for
the hot mic where she says, I think I skipped a couple of pages. I mean, and sisterhood. Yay, sisterhood. It's like the most shallow understanding of, The fact that she thinks that the founding fathers would have the smallest iota of similarity to that woman is laughable if it wasn't so scary now that she does have a very powerful position in Congress. I mean, this is just, here's another quote from her. Trump's wall is a diversion meant to separate reality and his constituents. He does not want them to know what he's doing to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. It's a wall between reality and his constituents. She says, quote, the fact is, the wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation. You are trying to, this is the level of cognitive dissonance. They are, on one hand, telling us that we don't have a nation. We don't have a right to protect our borders, which is a foundational aspect of what a nation is. She says you don't have a right to do that, and if you do try to protect the borders of your nation, that means you don't have a nation. What is she talking about? What? Why do people buy this? What is she offering you? Like, what? I mean, my God. She, if only she was the only one. I mean, the stuff that these other lawmakers and pundits say is even more despicable. I'll show you a video in a little bit of Rick Wilson, that paragon of righteousness, saying exactly what he thinks about Donald Trump supporters. I mean, and then you got U.S. congressmen repeatedly comparing Trump to Hitler. You have the new congresswoman, Rashid, I don't even know how to pronounce that last name, Tlaib. Goes off on Trump saying we're going to impeach that mother effer. Let's play that video now. Do we have that video, guys? So what you have to understand is that these people are abusing their power. What? Yes, they're abusing their power. You aren't put into office to try to impeach a duly elected president. That's not the position that's not the point of the position. If you're doing that, you are abusing your power. Yes, you have the ability to do that because there are checks and balances, and it's a sacred right that is being offered to you and that has been bestowed upon you, and that you should exercise with, due responsibility and respect for other people in the government or in the nation at that. And yet they have decided that because they were elected by their constituents in their city, that gives them the right to override the expressed will of half of the entire country. This is a hostile takeover. And I hate to say it, but the Republicans are not equipped to handle this situation. Okay? They are not equipped to fight back against this wall. I mean, what do we have from the Democrats yesterday? Bill to eliminate electoral college. Bill to stop presidents from pardoning themselves. They're calling Trump Hitler. They're saying we're going to impeach this mother effer. They say we aren't going to give you your $5 billion for the wall. In fact, we're going to demand $12 billion for foreign countries. That's their brazenness. That's how far they go. What is the one thing that came out of the Republicans? Ted Cruz and Francis Rooney introducing a congressional amendment imposing term limits on Congress. Great limit. Great bill, but all you're doing is limiting yourself. It's like they're such good guys that they're gonna lose!
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Friday, January 4th, 2019. I'm trying to calm down a little bit and explain why I am so worked up, why I see this as the end of the line, the crucible, the fork in the road, the time that we have to decide whether we fight back against this system or whether we succumb to it. That's where we're at, folks. So let me try to explain here, right? From the beginning, we can go from the very beginning, right? America, fantastic. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Constitution. There's nothing wrong with the Bill of Rights. There's nothing wrong with the Declaration of Independence. We got that right. That's the foundation of our country. And for hundreds of years, things went swimmingly. We had the Civil War, where the sovereignty of the nation as a whole was reinforced, and it was made, you know, supreme over everything, which, agree with that or not, that has been a base of stability that allowed us to continue to grow following the Civil War. Then you have World War One, 1913. It's when the 17th Amendment comes into play. That's when the Federal Reserve is founded. That's when the Balfour Declaration is used to get America into World War One. Why do they want to get America into World War One? Because prior to World War One, I mean, just look around, folks. I'm gonna go on about this with Jake Lloyd. Jake Lloyd's gonna be on with me at 10 a.m. We're gonna talk about 1913. Suffice it to say for now, this is when they use World War One to turn America into a more diffused, decentralized, you know, small towns where people would work with their hands, and you had big, beautiful opera houses and stonemasons and all this stuff. And they forcibly industrialized the United States. They actively used the war to force people into factory positions and big cities and all this sort of stuff. This continued through World War II, even to a greater extent. And then, of course, they use the GI Bill to send everybody, all the GIs, to school, creating this class of people who are highly educated, so they didn't want to go work with their hands or, you know, do anything that doesn't require school. So that creates this understanding that you have to have a college degree. So you have everybody starting to go get college degrees. Nobody's working with their hands. Everybody's working in factories or bureaucracies, all these different jobs. You have the introduction of fluoride in the water. You have, you know, concerted efforts to dumb down the population, to decrease the population. You have the feminist movement in the 60s that, you know, told women you're a slave if you're a wife, but if you, you know, work all day in a cubicle, that means you're free. Okay, that takes off. The family starts to disintegrate. They bring in massive amounts of welfare. Okay, then you have single motherhood. You have, an extensive welfare program that keeps people poor, keeps people dependent. I mean, this is the snowball effect. It just accelerates faster, 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 worse, worse, just dumbing people down, just all this stuff. Then you have the Hart-Celler Act, I think in 65, which basically said we're actually going to prioritize people from the third world to come into the United States. And of course they said, oh, it will definitely not change the ethnic composition of the United States, because you know what it means to try to forcibly change the ethnic composition of a state without the willingness of that state, right? That's called a genocide, okay? So it's been a slow burn, but it's been pretty gosh darn effective in burning out the Native Americans. And so you get to the point that we are now, that the people are so dumb, the wealth is so concentrated at the top, the society works so little for the people at the bottom and so much for the people at the top, and the people at the bottom just have to become just totally, you know, wastrels, just dependent completely on other people, and incapable of working for themselves or even thinking for themselves. And so we've gotten to a point now that we have more or less open communists being elected into the House of Representatives. I mean, the Green New Deal by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a vehicle through which social equality might finally be realized through the reparations to right historical injustices, mitigate deeply entrenched racial, regional, and gender-based inequalities, without limitation, ensuring the federal and other investments will be equitably distributed to historically impoverished, low-income, deindustrialized, and other marginalized communities. Okay, so you have a very strong, very prosperous population in America that works very hard and does very well and is very smart and responsible, and that slowly degraded and chipped away, first like the intelligence of the people, and then their ability to support themselves, and then their ability to understand history and understand the path of human accomplishment and human achievement, and you dumb them down, make them dependent, and then eventually, you know, you get to this point where these people are being elected into office, which wouldn't be so bad because theoretically we should be able to elect the alternative into office and they'll be able to spar and the better idea will come out on top. Well, that's not possible when you have the entire media establishment on one side. And then in addition to that, you have the entire technological world on that side as well, where they will not even allow you to express an alternative viewpoint. How are we going to fight back when we can't express an alternative viewpoint? How are we going to get our side elected when the media just fawns over? And I mean, you know how much power the media has over the minds of the masses. You know that they can just manipulate huge swaths of the population into thinking one thing is good and another thing is bad simply by the word choices that they use when describing those things, simply by the way that they portray it, simply by the type of people that they choose to elevate, you know, over other people. And so that's why we're at the crossroads, because we have lost the ability to express ourselves on the internet, and we have lost the ability to fight for our foundational principles in the public square. We have, for some reason, just ceded that responsibility. We have just given that up. Now, you know, Ted Cruz, Francis Rooney, you know, God bless you for trying to put in a constitutional amendment imposing term limits on Congress. But while you are literally sitting there going, you know, I will self-sacrifice, I think it's wrong, and even for me, I think I should have to leave office in just a little bit. Meanwhile, your insane, uneducated, just communists on the other side are going, let's get rid of the Electoral College. Let's impeach the duly elected president for no reason. I mean, folks, let's go to clip number 13. This is new Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib going off on Trump. Oh, she's going off, girl. You go off, girl. Go.
People love you, and you win. Woo. And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And no. I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the
Bullies don't win, we're going to go in there and impeach that mother effer. What is a bully? What is a bully? A bully is somebody who uses their power over others for their own advantage. That's what a bully is. That is what she is doing. Yes, you do have the power, the very sacred and important power, to bring articles of impeachment against the president in instances of extreme crime or traitorousness or any of these things. How do you use it? Well, we don't like him, so we're going to do it. That is a bully. That's what a bully does. The bully has the strength to beat up the smaller children, and so he uses that, because why not? They can't do anything back. That's what they're doing. They're saying, now we have that power and we're going to use it, and there's nothing you can do about it. That is the bully behavior. These are bullies, and they're sitting there telling you that they're the flower children, that they're the ones protecting you. They're the saints. Because what does Cicero say? He says, he speaks in the accents familiar to his victims. He wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to their baseness that lie deep in the hearts of all men. This is the baseness at the hearts of all men, now ruling our society, and we are rapidly losing the ability to even fight back or argue back against it. Fight back or lose your chance to ever fight again.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith here, sitting in for David Knight. We are talking about the enemies inside the gates. Not just in the gates, they're in the castle, folks. They're sitting on the throne at this point. And it's not just the Democrats. As our own Millie Weaver points out, it's the Republicans too. Yes, there are traitors in the hen house. There's foxes in the hen house, ladies and gentlemen, and they are called the Never Trumpers. Let's go to that now.
These establishment rhino Republicans have been plotting their revenge on President Trump. 2019 is the year that we're going to see them show their fangs and their claws again. During the 2016 presidential campaign season, we saw Fox News, all these establishment Republicans come out against Trump.
The RNC told us we have all donors in the audience, and the reason they're not loving me is I don't want their money. I'm going to do the right thing for the American public. I don't want their money. I don't need their money, and I'm the only one up here that can say that.
They were all endorsing Jeb Bush and many of these other establishment Republicans and attacking Trump, the Patriots, and the conservative grassroots movements. In fact, if you recall, there was a time when the GOP was debating whether or not they were going to even hand over the nomination to President Trump, despite the fact that he won it fair and clear. Even though the Republicans hold the Senate, many of these Republicans are rhino globalist establishment Republicans, including Mitt Romney, who decided to come out and bash President Trump. We all know that Mitt Romney's just sore because he lost the 2012 election against President Barack Hussein Obama, despite how upset Americans were with Obama. Although once Donald Trump became President Donald Trump, Fox News sided with him on many issues and backed him through many of their pundits. Many of these establishment Republicans kind of took a step back. They kind of got quiet. They stopped criticizing Trump as much because they knew that it wasn't popular amongst the populist vote of Republicans. But don't forget where they were prior to Trump winning the presidency.
Early Wednesday, Fox canceled a taped Trump appearance on the O'Reilly Factor, prompting Trump to tweet he was banning Fox for the foreseeable future.
And how likely it could be that we could see them turn on him in an instant. After all, these are big networks. And who owns these big networks? The establishment, the globalists. So we have to remember that although they may be allowing Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, these pundits to speak their voice and to back Trump for the most part, could it be that they're just allowing them to do that so that they can essentially pull in this grassroots conservative movement that we've seen that has fueled the MAGA movement, so that then that grassroots conservative movement can be brought back into establishment media so that establishment media has a say at the end of the day as to how they feel politically. And while we've seen many of these establishment conservatives, many of which are never Trumpers and were actually vehemently against Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign, we're seeing them rise to the top. All the while, we're seeing the grassroots conservatives be systematically banned from social media platforms and essentially disappeared altogether off the internet. Alex Jones has been unpersoned, Milo Yiannopoulos, Roger Stone, Laura Loomer, Gavin McInnes, and many, many more. These were voices that were pivotal in the MAGA movement's rise to success and for the Trump presidency to have actually been won. These voices also played a huge role in Brexit as well. So it's no coincidence that we're seeing many of these conservative grassroots voices be silenced all across social media. It's essentially a sleight of hand. You push in the establishment-controlled Republicans who appear to be sheep-dipped in this conservative alternative internet movement. All the while, the original conservative grassroots people are slowly but surely being picked off and shoved off into the unpersoned basket. Here's an example. Michael Savage, the radio host, supported Trump throughout his 2016 presidential campaign, and it greatly helped President Trump. Now we're seeing Michael Savage have his show yanked out from under him, and guess who it's being given to? Ben Shapiro, who happens to be a never-Trumper. We also saw CRTV rise in popularity after Trump became president, in which they cherry-picked many conservative voices and put them on their platform. Well, now we're seeing that CRTV's founder, Mark Levin, who, just to let you know, was a never-Trumper prior to Trump winning, has joined with Blaze TV, which we know is owned by Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, founder of The Blaze. Glenn, thanks for joining us this morning. Now, you're part of this Never Trump camp.
Donald Trump is a dangerous man with the things that he has been saying.
So now it's no coincidence that CRTV kicks off Gavin McInnes off their network and Michelle Malkin. There are many examples. The conservative movement is under attack. It has taken some heavy hits following Trump winning the 2016 presidential campaign. The globalists are hell-bent on winning back their power and control over the American people. Social media allowed people to wake up. They allowed InfoWars and many of these conservative grassroots pundits to speak their mind on social media and wake up people by the millions, essentially influencing the vote and the outcome of a presidential election. That's what they're so worried about. These globalists are not worried about Russian bots or Russian meddling. They're worried about American citizens like you waking up and sharing content, truthful information on social media. That's what they're terrified of. And that's why they've been disappearing conservatives. And that's why we're seeing this push of establishment Republicans coming in to fill our shoes so that you won't notice the switch. You won't notice because you'll still have these people saying things that you believe and you agree with. Because at the flip of a switch, many of these establishment Republicans will turn on Trump, the American people, and the MAGA movement. Remember who is loyal to the cause prior to Trump winning the presidency, and support those people. Remember, you are the resistance.
Folks, a fantastic report by Millie Weaver. She breaks it all down. But you really have to understand the fight that we're in. And I really think the most important thing is the fact that, I mean, they're coming at us from all sides, from the media, from big tech, from politicians. They're trying to bring us down. They're trying to stop us from being able to get our message out there. Okay? And InfoWars is like a bulwark against this. We are in such a privileged position because of, frankly, the genius of Alex Jones to be able to set up his own network and his own website that relies on nobody but our listeners, relies on nobody but our audience. We do not have to bow to anyone, any corporate interests, any politician. We can tell them to go on vacation. We can tell them whatever the heck we want because we don't rely on anybody except for you. And I really hope that you appreciate the fact that we're trying to warn everyone. And people ask, what can you do? You know, what can we do? I know there's millions of Americans out there that are just as angry about this type of stuff as I am. Thank God I have a platform that I can just yell about this. It feels good. I hope it's cathartic for everyone out there. But if you can't do that, you know, just voting is not enough. We cannot rely on government to change this for us. We have to do it ourselves. It starts at home. It starts with your own health and your own mental health and your own friendships and your own ability to speak freely. So, you know, go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can support us there. We will get this message out. We will give you that platform. We will help you get out the message that you want to get out. And this is a direct way that you can literally fund the resistance by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing, any of our products. And the products are great. You're not just giving us money for nothing. You're getting a great product in return. So you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. But that also plays into you being the best you can be, being the strongest you can be, being the most prepared that you can be. Have food in your closet. Have ammo in your gun safe. Have your guns cleaned and ready to go. Have your survival material ready to go. Have your water filtered so you aren't being dumbed down, so you aren't taking in the chemicals and the sex-changing hormones and all this sort of stuff. This is how you can prepare yourself for what's to come, because, you know, we can't do it politically. Honestly, they've dumbed down the society so much and rigged it in such a way that the people that are on our side in charge, Millie said it, they got no guts. They got no gumption. They don't actually believe in what they say. So we can't leave it up to them. It's up to us. We gotta do it ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com helps you get there.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Friday, January 4th, 2019. This is the second hour of the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight as he recovers from his heart attack. Thank you so much for all the prayers and thoughts for David. I see comments all the time asking how he is. He's doing fine. He's still recovering. No major updates. We're just glad that he's okay and getting the rest that he needs. And we really do thank you for your prayers and thoughts for him. I know it means a lot to he and his family. In this next hour, I am going to be taking your calls. In fact, I'll give the number out right now. It's 1-888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. We'll be taking your calls in the second half of this hour. In the first half of this hour, I will be breaking down the arguments about the wall, the necessity for the wall, and the basic level disrespect that the Democrats have for their own constituents and Americans as a whole. Then I'm going to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez again, my God, and you know, hopefully, bring some much needed sanity to the insanity surrounding that insane person. And then we'll take your calls, and then in the 10 o'clock hour, I will be joined by Jake Lloyd, and we will talk about when this all started going off the rails, and we'll break down exactly why 1913 was such an important year, the founding of the Federal Reserve, and it was the year before World War I. It was the year that the 17th Amendment was passed. That was the year it really went off the rails, so we'll talk about that, and we'll give you an even longer sort of extended history of the way that we got to where we are now with an entire population that is incapable of making logical steps from here to there to here to there to there. In fact, you know, one thing I recently saw was that just the sheer number of percentage of people who are in favor of Medicare for all. And this is, I mean, they are not these people, these Democrats, these liberals, these socialists, they are not capable of understanding the complexity of certain situations, and their entire argument is literally like, yeah, but it would be super easy. It's like, what? It would be easy? It's like, yeah, the insurance companies, they just make things complicated. And all the doctors and nurses, they think that it's complicated dealing with the insurance companies. Wouldn't it just be easy to just send the bill to the government and have the government go and take that money from its citizens? Isn't that so much easier than having to deal with insurance? Well, yeah, maybe it might be easier. It's also deadly. Prager University breaks it down for you here.
Have you ever waited in line for hours at the state-run DMV or wanted to pull your hair out at the government-operated post office? Well, if some governors and members of Congress have it their way, government red tape and lackluster customer service would also extend to healthcare. Government-run healthcare has recently been repackaged as Medicare for All and is a big move away from free market competition. As a result, the quality of service will likely drop and taxes will skyrocket. Many medical professionals have also indicated they won't participate in a government-run healthcare system, so you may not be able to keep your existing doctor. In practice, this could mean waiting hours for much-needed medical care or up to a year for surgery, a major problem for time-sensitive procedures. The price tag of Medicare for All is also jaw-dropping. Instituting the program is estimated to cost over $3 trillion per year. That's more than the U.S. government spent on military, health care, Social Security, and other entitlement benefits combined in 2015. Inevitably, that additional financial burden would fall onto the American taxpayer, slowing economic growth and stifling business expansion. Medicare for All may sound good in a campaign stump speech, but putting the idea into practice is risky and comes down to one question. How do we pay for it?
Teo Cortez refused. The question that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez refused to answer on CNN, they don't have an answer because they're children and they think money grows on trees.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, January 4th, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Day two of the occupation of the communists and socialists having a minute amount of control. It has gone completely to their head, and they are exposing just how just in what little regard they hold the actual people of America. We'll be taking your calls in the second half of this hour. It's 1-888-201-2244, 1-888-201-2244. Call that number. Any topic, agree with me, disagree with me. I want to hear what you have to say. I also want to hear what your ideas are for fighting back against this, just how we are going to handle the next 2 years of obstruction and impeachment talk and just, you know, ridiculous communist ideals being expounded from our halls of government. First, I want to talk about the border wall. Yes, the border wall. So we went over it earlier today. Democrats refuse to budge. They say absolutely not. We will absolutely give nothing towards border security, or we, you know, for the budget, we will not pass anything. $0 for border security. However, we'd love to get $12 billion more for foreign aid. And then you have Nancy Pelosi calling it basically a con job, saying it's separating Trump supporters from reality. Well, that's very interesting because, I mean, this is the state that our country's in. This is from yesterday. DHS releases over 2,000 border crossing adults and children into the U.S. The Department of Homeland Security is releasing from custody more than 2,000 border crossing adults and children they arrived with over the course of a few weeks. A DHS official confirmed that the U.S. Border Patrol and Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency is releasing more than 2,000 family units caught at the U.S.-Mexico border, citing a lack of detention space. A lack of detention space. So these people illegally cross our borders. Instead of just sending them back or, I don't know, shooting them, we arrest them and hold on to them. There are so many. They're coming so rapidly and in such volume that we do not have room to store them. And so we just release them into the United States, which is the crime they're committing. So that's like, you know, there's too many bank robbers. Our jails are too full. So now we're just going to, you know, give all the robbers keys to the banks. How can you say this isn't an issue? How can you say that this isn't a problem? In November 2018, there were close to 52,000 border crossings on the southern border alone. 52,000 border crossings in a single month. And you're telling me this isn't a problem? And you're telling me we don't need something to solve this problem? We need a radical overhaul of every system of government. We need to get rid of welfare, or at least drastically drop it. We need to drastically, do something drastic about the anchor baby policy. Get rid of it. We just need to get rid of it. These things are not very hard. We just need to follow the laws. And that's really the crux of the issue, is the failure for us to apply the law evenly to everyone. That's pretty much it. If we just, here's the law. If you break it, here's the punishment. And we just enforce that, there wouldn't be a problem. I don't know if Donald Trump thought it was just like a fun slogan when we were saying, lock her up. We want vast amounts of criminals locked up. George Soros is actively undermining our sovereignty and is a traitor to this country. I don't even know if he's an American citizen. If he's not, it's even worse. Either way, lock him up. He's an old billionaire. How hard can it be? Lock up Hillary Clinton. Lock up, all of these people. They are in a criminal cabal. And it's because they still have their hands on the reins of power that nothing is being done to stop them. But if you want to know exactly what the people in power, the people who are given voices at the top, the elite, think about the rest of America, let's listen to Rick Wilson on CNN.
So is she right, Rick, about the president's motives here? This wall is just to keep his base's attention off everything else?
Don, the wall has always been a con for Donald Trump's credulous, rube, ten-tooth base. The wall has always been a scam. It has always been a lie. Nothing about the wall has ever been real, and Donald Trump knows it. He is a guy who has a long history in his career as being a con man. He is conning these people who believe he's going to build a 2,000-mile, 30-foot-high concrete wall with laser moats and alligators in it. It's just crazy. It always has been. And yet they suspend their disbelief because they believe so strongly in Donald Trump. And this is, like I said, it's always been a con. It's always been a scam. It's an insult to their intelligence, but obviously it seems to work with his base because they believe it over and over again, mm-hmm. that nothing will stop the brown horde except the wall.
Yeah. Well, and the whole Game of Thrones thing, the wall didn't work in Game of Thrones. Right. Shouldn't he know that?
Walls with the impaling spikes. With the impaling spikes.
It's interesting because it's gone from a big concrete wall that Mexico was supposed to pay for with a big beautiful door in it, to, I guess, fencing, to slats, to spikes on top, to whatever you want to call it, and the supporters will say, okay,
it's gonna end with the...
Go on.
Don, it's going to end with being the freedom ditch.
All right.
So we have illegal immigrants. I mean, not to mention the legal immigrants, but just the illegal immigrants are coming over at a rate of 600,000 a year. We want a wall. We want a wall. And it's like the way this guy portrays it. What did he call Donald Trump supporters? Credulous, rube, tin-toothed base. That's what they think about you, folks. That's what they think you are, if you want the wall, if you want border protection, okay? And he says the wall has never been real. It's like this is what they do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I want the wall. He fights like hell for the wall. He talks about the wall constantly. He's trying to get the wall funded. He never said, oh, it's going to be a big concrete thing with lasers on top or anything. We need a wall. We need a barrier. We don't care if it's iron slats, or if it's a concrete wall, whatever works, put a wall up. Right now there's nothing. I mean, this is so simple, and yet they're treating you like an idiot. So this is what they do. They take Donald Trump saying, we want the wall. They come in and obstruct and deny him the wall. And then they say, no wall. He was conning you. It was a con all along. He was conning you. No, you stopped him. You are stopping him from building a wall. How is that a con? I mean, 600,000 illegal immigrants a year. So many that just yesterday, 2,000 people were released because we literally have run out of room to keep them. And what do we have here? DACA aliens surged Hispanic vote, flipping GOP counties blue. Our research found the average vote increased among Latinos was 96% from 2014 to 2018, compared to 37 amongst non-Latinos. Across the 8 states that this analysis was done, the analysis of the official election results suggests growth in the Latino vote was influential in flipping partisan control of 20 seats from Republican to Democrat in 2018. 20 seats taken by, taken by Democrats because of the DACA policy, because they legalized illegal aliens. So this is the system that they're doing. They're going to call you a racist, idiot, toothless rube for wanting to protect your border while tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people pour across with zero resistance. If we do even catch them, we just let them into the country anyway. We're paying for them hand over fist. And these jackasses in the elite strata are going to call you a toothless rube for wanting a little bit of protection, for thinking that your country should maybe look out for your safety. Sick.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Representative Hank Johnson is a common fixture on this show, has a history of saying silly things, which is broken down brilliantly by YouTuber John Ward. Let's play that.
The same trend towards authoritarian rule, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, is playing out right here at home.
This is Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson. Hank is doing something loosely related to speaking at the Georgia NAACP celebration of the 156th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, an executive order issued on January 1st, 1863 by the first Republican president in American history, Abraham Lincoln. In spite of current American president Donald Trump's presidency being most similar to that of Abraham Lincoln, pick unrelated is easily one of the greatest memes of all time, and in spite of Trump punching each and every cunningly racist Obama policy in the face so hard that black Americans are finally getting everything promised by Democrats, from prison reform to the lowest black unemployment rate ever, Democrat Hank Johnson nevertheless thought it proper to spend the majority of his New Year's kinda speech regurgitating the old literally Hitler trope, which would turn out to be, by some impossible to believe, yet we're about to see it with our own eyes and that confuses me, turn of leftist inadequacy, the least stupid and genocidal thing Hank Johnson would cover.
Where Americans elected an authoritarian, anti-immigrant, racist, strong man to the nation's highest office. Donald Trump and his Make America Great Again followers, who want to return America back to a time when white men and white privilege were unchallenged.
Unchallenged. Yes, you are understanding this correctly. Black American Hank Johnson is super pissed in a very special way, and I mean special in the way polite mental health professionals mean it, that not only did these goddamn conservatives free his people from the physical and mental bonds of Democrat slavery, but then they had the balls to spend the next 200 years systematically excising pinko garbage from spheres of influence until they were forced to elect a beef-slaying outsider iconoclast to gregariously mass murder the malignant leftist growths on the political anus of history. No, fuck all that noise. Hank Johnson and his firm grip on reality, if reality was an industrial-sized tank of nitrous oxide, instead delusionally celebrates anyone who supports Trump, quote, dying early.
And where minorities and women were in their place, these folks now control the highest office of the land. Donald Trump's supporters are older, less educated, less prosperous, and they are dying early. Their lifespans are decreasing, and many are dying from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, or simply a broken heart caused by economic despair.
Ignoring for the moment the sheer incalculable quantity of stupid a human being needs to squirrel hoard before mouth-pooping a phrase like dying from a broken heart from economic despair, and also because listening to any more of this speech has been proven to cause suicidal ideation.
Or simply a broken heart caused by economic despair.
We will now cash in our Mike Pence Time Machine Timeshare voucher and travel back just a few short years to 2010, when a human being exactly like Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson, only with 8 less years of crack residue in his lungs, courageously took on one of those darn racist white military bros over the stability of the U.S. territory and small Pacific island called Guam. Only when I say stability, I don't mean economic or even societal. I mean Democrat Hank Johnson, for real thought, having too many people standing on one side of the island would make it tip over. What you are about to see is very hard to believe. It's real.
Now, this is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level
holy shit.
Location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
A small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12.
We are 60 seconds into Democrat Hank Johnson trying to articulate a concern, and not a single person in the room, including Hank Johnson, has any f***ing idea what the f*** it is. We have managed to establish that Guam is a small island with dimensions of either 4, 7, 12, or 20 miles, but also probably not.
Miles wide on the widest part of the island, and I don't know how many square miles that is.
I believe you.
Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Imagine being both this guy and in this moment. Seriously, take a second. You're a high-ranking member of the U.S. military, and you've been called into Congress to address some concerns about an operation you're running on Guam. You show up, conduct yourself professionally, and make a serious attempt to attend the misgivings of a Democrat congressman, who for all intents and purposes you assume to be one of the administrative leaders of the country you are protecting with the very operation you plan to run. You do your job, so naturally you assume this guy is doing his as well. Then, out of that one part of the left field bleachers where the girl whose parents don't care about her likes to hang out, Hank, my existence challenges your sanity, Johnson proceeds to bumble through 2 minutes of Guam's physical size, which he butchers like an Iranian woman filing a rape complaint, only to tie it all off with the elegant bow of not knowing how to compute area. Upon realizing that this is the kind of person that runs the Democrat Party, it is nothing short of a miracle that this man didn't rip off his uniform, burn it, and sprint indiscriminately to the nearest religious shrine too big for the apocalypse.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Hank Johnson, everybody. No, that is not a video glitch. After Democrat Hank Johnson, still real life, yep, just checking, expressed his concern that the island of Guam would capsize, yes, capsize like a f***ing sailboat, he stayed frozen in capsize pose for a full 3 seconds, and it was only that short because this guy can recover from mind-blowing shock really f***ing fast.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
Notice that while this man summons the Herculean patience to politely address a question that would get you sack-whacked by most 7-year-old kids, he can't quite suppress the subconscious urge to pantomime the sweet relief of a hollow point to the sinus.
And also things like the environment, the sensitive areas of the environment, coral reefs.
That is a video by YouTuber John Ward. That's John Ward's hilariously breaking down Democrat Hank Johnson, who basically repeatedly calls Trump Hitler, and you know, says that Trump supporters are dying early from a broken heart. What a world, folks. That's a congressman. He thinks islands float. Great stuff. We'll get to your calls on the other side. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Stay with us, folks.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this Friday, January 4th, 2019. We're talking about just the insanity of the Democrats in Washington. Not just the Democrats, too. Of course, we have Rick Wilson, Republican strategist. saying that Trump's wall is just a con for Donald Trump's credulous rube tin-tooth based, really showing their love of regular America there. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez all over the news. We'll get into her next hour, and even though I'd rather just ignore her, that doesn't seem possible. But, of course, we have her suggesting the Green New Deal, which is thinly veiled communism seeking equality across all strata of life. You have Nancy Pelosi, just like a bumbling idiot. You have what's her name, Rashid Tlaib, saying we're going to impeach that mother effer, talking about Trump, showing what a bully she is. And of course, you have old Hank Johnson comparing Trump to Hitler, and and just a whole other host of very silly things. In fact, we have a report from Alex Jones about Hank Johnson. We'll go to him right now and then go to your calls on the other side.
Alex Jones here reporting from Hawaii. We're off the island of Maui, and Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson believes that islands float. We're about to see if his theory is correct. He also believes socialism works better than capitalism, which is similar to believing that islands float. But let's see if he's correct, because after all, if you don't agree with him, you're racist.
This is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore? Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Look, it's total proof. The island is the top of a mountain, and it just keeps going down 15,000 feet off the coast of Hawaii. The scientists are right. The Democrat Hank Johnson is wrong. Total proof, look. Now, those are boats. Those do float. The Pride of Maui is aluminum, and it floats on top of water. Rocks do not float on top of water.
I would sign off as Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, but now I identify as Hank Johnson, a black man from Atlanta. So, Hank Johnson for InfoWars.com, signing off. Over and out.
What happens when you put in a cage fight a giant in with a midget?
Hey, Mr. Johnson, got a quick question for you. Have you ever, oh yeah.
Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
Hey, Alex Jones, the little people.
Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
And Guam. I've always wanted to ask you, that was a joke when he said Guam floated, right?
It was.
This is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore? Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, you're a man with a sense of humor.
That's right.
I always knew that.
Well, I always, when I'm watching C-SPAN, I see you talking. It's funny. But then you say some really witty stuff, and sometimes you say some really ridiculous stuff. And I think people are maybe like doing what they do to me, taking stuff out of context.
The midget will not win the fight. I'm going to tell you that. Why? He just doesn't carry enough weight. As I'm prone to do, I use a lot of analogies, and so last night I used an analogy that some find offensive. Just within the last 12 hours or so, I have found that the use of the midget, the use of the M word is no longer
socially acceptable.
I think we may both have that dilemma.
Even the Washington Post admits Google location, when you turn it off, they still track it. So, Sundar's a nice, a likable fellow, but he's not telling the truth.
Well, I think we have to get more, we've got to get more precise with our questions.
We got to get it tight, get it right?
Perhaps if we had more than 5 minutes, we could do a lot better.
I agree. What do you think about Google helping censor the Chinese with their Dragonfly operation?
I think that when you are in a foreign country doing business, you do business in accordance with that country's policies. And so it's a difficult situation in this global environment.
What about these folks? 2 million Muslims to put in concentration camps?
I know nothing about all of that.
Well, here he is.
Yeah. So this is kind of an unwieldy situation.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Good luck to you.
Where is Colonel? I'll see you on Guam.
Alex Jones versus Hank Johnson, the M word versus the giant. All right, let's go to Jermaine in Maine. Jermaine in Maine, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
Good, good.
You have a message for Trump, I see.
Yeah. I think Trump should just go on the offense and just lock them up already. You know what I'm saying? He don't need to wait any longer. He already have all the evidence, the treason already, and corruption. I don't know why he need to wait. If he wait any longer, I don't think it's going to go as smooth as possible.
I know. Well, why do you think he's waited until now? I mean, he could have done it, you know, the last 2 years. What's he waiting for?
I think he waiting for the Robert Mueller investigation to end.
Do you think that they're going to call it obstruction if he does it before then?
They can call it obstruction, but he got the authority to fire him anyway.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And just like you said, we know the crimes that they have committed. We know they're guilty. Why is this, you know, why is justice not being done? You know, of course, you have the QAnon, you know, side of things where they say, oh, just wait. It's all getting worked out. It'll all get done, you know, eventually. Of course, they said, you know, Sessions is our guy. Sessions is going to do it. He's going to bring the hammer down. Well, he gets fired. They say Alex Jones is some sort of Mossad agent or something. So right. We know QAnon is not real. But you know, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I think they're just going after Alex, but I think we just need to, us as the people need to take it a step further. I think everybody just need to get together. We need to get doctors, scientists, form everything, you know, like our own government for the people, you know, our own protection. We don't need to depend on the stock market or anything like that. We can just depend on ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like everything, technology, everything. Like, so if the government collapse, they fall, we the people still rise, you know?
Yeah, definitely, you know, founding our own systems is definitely the way to go because we can't rely on the government. But at the same time, you have the government with this incredible power able to, you know, do things to us that we have no control and no ability to fight back against. So, you know, at a certain point, it's like we have to use the government for what it's there for. We need Republicans to be on the forefront, to stop reacting and start acting, start grabbing the bull by the horns and going, hey, you know, our constituents are being silenced on the internet. We need to do something about this because the government is the only people theoretically more powerful than Google, although that's switching around now. Thanks so much for the call, man. Jermaine, any last words before I let you go?
No, that's all, man. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for the call. All right, folks, when we get back on the other side, I will be joined by Jake Lloyd. We're going to break down some of the history of the corruption in the United States, and we'll probably also talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, as well as all the other insanity that's coming out today. We haven't even gotten to the fact that Apple is losing money like nothing else. So we'll break it all down on the other side. Stay with us. This is the David Knight Show, Infowars.com/show. It's the link to send out to all your friends.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call the talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
For David Knight, this is InfoWars.com, the David Knight Show. InfoWars.com is where you can go, InfoWars.com/show is where you can go to send out the link and watch this live. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com to support this broadcast and many others. We have an amazing sale on right now, 55% off all sorts of great stuff, BrainForce Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, 60% off Bodies and Alpha Power. Bodies is one of my favorite. That's the turmeric root extract, high in their curcuminoids. It's what gives it that orange, color, that bright orange color that you won't get with other, store-bought, turmeric supplements, but it is a fantastic supplement. That's the Bodies. 60% off right now. Of course, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash is off as well by 60%. And of course, that's, I mean, you need that. You need toothpaste, don't you? Why buy toothpaste from, these big companies that are going to fluoridate you when you can shop with the good guys and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Speaking of the economy, speaking of the marketplace, we have Apple in free fall. It basically missed its projected revenue by billions of dollars this quarter. Tim Cook's plan to get more people to upgrade their iPhones, turn Apple's revenue around. You know, that's the type of forward thinking we expect from an innovative company like Apple. Why don't we just force people to upgrade their phones? That'll work. Of course, they've been doing that for a while, where they supposedly will slow down your phone when the new one comes out to encourage you to buy the new one. But of course, ever since Steve Jobs passed away, Tim Cook has been at the head of Apple. He received an award in December, where he told people it was a sin to allow people like Alex Jones on their platforms, and in fact was his own societal necessity. You know, he had to, for his religion. His religion, of course, being liberalism and globalism, which probably has something to do with the fact that his company is failing. As David Knight points out, he is up and on Twitter and itching to get back into business. He says, he's tweeted a lot in the last little while. It's at Libertarian. Tim Cook's Apple is what happens when you no longer innovate and your CEO's focus is on politics, not products or profits. Cook has pushed gay marriage and now censorship. Boycott of Apple isn't even necessary. Politician CEO will destroy from within. And that's a good point. I mean, that is at least part of what's happened here, with Apple just basically going full SJW and deciding that their own social ideology is more important than their business practices or serving consumers or innovating. But it's not Apple alone that is experiencing this. This is what happens with every single company, every movie, every video game, every comic book, every product or every company that decides to value diversity or social justice over their product or over their customers will find themselves failing. I believe Marvel went like full bore. They fired. I mean, if you were a straight white guy, you're out. If you're a straight white superhero, you got a makeover and a sex change. And I believe their profits are down something like 91% at this point. That might be their parent company. You look at Star Wars, the most valuable brand name in history, maybe a cornerstone of our culture in a lot of ways, the most recognizable work of fiction that maybe has ever been produced. And yet it takes about 2 years in the hands of the SJWs to destroy that cultural marker, that really like epic making work of art, destroyed, utterly decimated in about 2 or 3 years, because they focused on being SJWs, on, you know, making women the good guys, and just all they do is hate men and want to talk about how great it is to be a woman. And, well, frankly, nobody cares about that. Nobody cares. Look at Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters was this movie that was supposed to be a tentpole and a cornerstone of that movie studio that year. That was going to be like the big draw. I mean, Ghostbusters. They waited, you know, almost 30 years to remake Ghostbusters. It was going to be this huge thing. They, of course, make it entirely about feminism and social justice, and it tanks ridiculously hard. This is just what happens when you put your politics or put your social ideology over your actual product and your actual art that you're trying to make. And the reason that this is so important to understand is because we are entering a phase in which all of these companies that are the conduits through which we understand the world, all of these media companies, these art companies, these tech companies that control the transmission of communication, have more or less gone full bore on this. They've hired people that are not qualified, but tick the right boxes. Look at, was it Equifax that had that huge data breach last year, and they found that their head of security was a diversity hire. She majored in music in college and knew nothing about security, and let the identity of millions and millions of people get in the hands of thieves. This is just what happens. And now we're entering a phase that is the natural consequence of these types of people getting into positions of power that they don't deserve and haven't earned. And that is that our politicians are now of that caliber. It no longer matters what your policy is or what your qualifications are or what your, plans are, your ideas are, the history of communism. None of that matters because you're the right race and the right gender. And you seem very excited when you talk, and you seem very hopeful when you talk, and that's it. So that's the consequence. You have people in media who only care about this stuff. So they put out this information. The people in America see this, assume that this information that they're being given is true. They vote based off that information, and they vote into office incompetent, unintelligent, unqualified people. Clearly, you know, women, minority, like, if they're qualified, great, no problem, no problem, fantastic. But if you're doing it, if you're voting for these people because they were born a certain way, then you're just as bad as people who will vote for someone because they weren't born a particular way. I mean, and this is just what we're seeing. And it's not like this is speculation on my part. This is what these Congress people say that their purpose of being in Congress is. It's like, oh, why am I in Congress? Well, to fight for my group, to fight for my people. You know, if I'm a Hispanic woman, well, I'm in Congress to fight for Hispanic women. If I'm a black man, I'm in Congress to fight for a black man. And it's like, okay, that's not okay. That's just not okay with anybody. It's not okay for a white guy to say, I'm in Congress to look out for white people only and to, you know, put forward our, you know, agenda. Like, that doesn't exist. You don't speak for entire groups. Even if you did speak for that entire group, which you don't, it's still not the correct position of people in power to say, you know what, I'm here for my people, and I'm going to try to, you know, get stuff for my people from the other people. It's what's happened, and it's what's happening now, and I really do fear for the very near future, because we do have this just pathological desire to have diversity on these very surface level attributes. It's okay, your skin color, your gender, that's what defines you. That's why we should vote for you. Why not try having policies? Why not try thinking about what you're saying before you say it? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I will get to her. I will be talking about her in the next hour. We'll be talking to Jake Lloyd as well. We're going to talk about 1913, how it all started to go downhill starting then. I'm going to get to some of these other headlines too. I've been spending a lot of time on the political stuff. There's a lot of other things going on as well. A lot of stuff going on with China. We have Giuliani saying that Assange should not be prosecuted. Thank goodness. We have German politicians who have been targeted in a mass hack attack. You also have a bomb going off at an AfD office. That's the alternative for Germany. That's in Eastern Germany, an explosion outside an AfD office. Of course, the AfD is the political party that is so dangerous that Germany will surveil anybody that votes for or joins AfD. They're so dangerous. Yes, they're so dangerous they are being bombed. That's the world that we live in now. The people who are being bombed are also the ones under surveillance and under suspicion. Doesn't sound so different than how it is here, does it? Stay with us, folks. Last hour of the David Knight Show on the other side. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. Jake Lloyd joins me on the other side.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom.
Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Where is the mainstream media outrage concerning the emerging reality that the Jeff Bezos-owned media darling, The Washington Post, acted as a propaganda tool for the Qatari government? Qatar, widely known as the greatest backstabbing nation in the world, a place where, as one top American official put it, terrorist financiers operate with impunity, a wild card allowed during the Obama era to dig its claws deeper into the clandestine Middle East power struggle, utilizing its former and controversial agent, Jamal Khashoggi.
We are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
How many times have you heard this? Islam just needs a reform. Well, why does it need a reform? Well, then it would be nicer without that jihad business. Look, you ever notice something about these reformer people? They're apologists for Islam, or they're a member of an insignificant group of Muslims. They just simply don't count. Quran is perfect. Sirah is perfect. Hadith is perfect. You can't reform them. The doctrine is systemic. It's not just a little bitty tweak here or there. There's no body of authority that can approve any changes you make, and then it's not broken. Why fix it? So these are the reasons that Islam cannot be reformed. I don't care how nice the person is who says it can be.
I do consider the United States an Islamic country with an Islamically compliant constitution. The tweet by Mohammed El-Ibiari raised eyebrows thanks to his senior role on the Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council, where he helps craft America's counterterrorism policies.
He goes to bat for the Muslim Brotherhood. He is passionate that they are the moderate good guys that the U.S. needs to ally with.
Ryan Morrow is a national security analyst for the Clarion Project. He's interviewed El-Ibiari at length and says the senior Homeland Security advisor staunchly supports the radical Muslim Brotherhood.
He had the symbol that was most closely associated with the Muslim Brotherhood from when the Egyptian military cracked down on them. All the Muslim Brotherhood supporters had a specific sign that they put up on their Twitter and their Facebook pages, and he was right along with them.
Online site Security Studies broke it down, writing, "The narrative focusing on the death of Jamal Khashoggi was to be put into the service of both Qatar and Turkey's main interests, undermining the stability of its rival, Saudi Arabia. When complete, the successful information operation would depict Khashoggi, a heroic martyr to independent journalism and freedom, while Saudi Arabia would be the embodiment of evil and callousness. It is clear now that not only was Khashoggi transmogrified in death into a major front in Qatar's war on its Gulf neighbors, in life he was was Qatar's asset in that war as well. No outlet did more in the service of cementing that symbolism than the Washington Post.
Turkish authorities say this is one of two private jets arriving early on the 2nd of October, the day Jamal Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate and failed to reappear. Nine Saudi nationals arrived at the airport. Turkish authorities believe they are intelligence agents. The images track the men through airport security until they check in at the Mövenpick Hotel near the Saudi consulate. Khashoggi was a well-recognized journalist and persistent critic of the Saudi royal family. He'd been living in exile in Washington and wrote for several international newspapers.
While his murder in Turkey was by no means warranted, the public is being played when it comes to Khashoggi's real identity on the grand chessboard. John Bound reporting.
This is John Bound. You can see the video on Infowars.com. I'll be joined on the other side by Jake Lloyd. And we're going to break down when all this started. It started around 1913. A caller actually just sent in a really awesome quote that I will read on the other side from Edward Mandel House in a private meeting with Woodrow Wilson around the time of 1913 that breaks down quite clearly how they plan to enact their machinations for a one-world government and for submission to the state. Yes, it's been going on for 100 years. They're very close to cinching that noose, to springing the trap and trapping us in a world from which there is no escape. We'll break it down all on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on the 4th of January, 2019. It is a Friday, thank goodness. I have with me now, via Skype, Jake Lloyd, reporter for InfoWars. You can find him on Twitter at Jacob C. Lloyd. You can find his reports on InfoWars.com or on his YouTube channel. Jake, thank you so much for coming on. We have Jake, guys? All right, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with the connection with Jake, but in the meantime, I will read this quote that was sent in from a caller from Edward Mandel House, said this to in a private meeting with Woodrow Wilson. He said, "Very soon, every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging. By such methodology, we can compel people to submit to our agenda, which will affect our security as a chargeback for our fiat paper currency. Every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work and earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent, forever to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges." Now, about 100 years later, seemingly has come true. We have Jake on the line now, fellas. Jake, can you hear me?
I have you, Harrison. Can you hear me?
Yes, got you loud and clear. Thanks so much for coming on.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So there's been a lot of chaos on the Hill today in the House of Representatives yesterday and today. As I was saying, we are one day in to the takeover of America by these crypto communists and these socialists. I want to break down, you know, what's going on there. I also want to break down how we got there. So just, you know, what do you think about this fact? Let me just read some of these headlines and just go through them. Democrats spending bill offers $12 billion more for foreign aid, but $0 for the border wall. We can't protect you, but we'll send twice as much money to other countries so they can perform abortions. Dems introduce bill to eliminate electoral college and to stop the presidents from pardoning themselves. U.S. Congressman repeatedly compares Trump to Hitler. Of course, Ted Cruz puts forward a constitutional amendment imposing term limits. And new Congressman Rashida Tlaib goes off on Trump. We're going to impeach that mofo. And then Rick Wilson, Republican strategist, calling Trump supporters credulous rube, ten-toothed base. So these people hate us. They hate our country. And they are now in charge of the House of Representatives. Well, what do you say to that, Jake?
Well, first of all, I saw Rick Wilson's stream last night. He starts up, he says, you know what? He's such a loser. He's not a very smart guy. He's not very charismatic. He's obviously ugly. He's, you know, he tries to make up for the bald on top with the beard. But he says, you know what will not happen tonight? Paul Manafort will not look up at the stars and the moon and the, you know, he's trying to, you know, wax poetic, and it's kind of awkward and kind of cringeworthy. But, you know, these are the type of people we're dealing with. Paul Manafort has done nothing to Rick Wilson. Paul Manafort has done nothing that merits somebody reveling and taking joy in the fact that they're in jail. It's not like he's a child predator or a killer. He committed some tax crimes.
Right.
But that just shows, like you were saying, the type of people that we're dealing with, the type of evil people that hate us, hate our country, hate anybody that might be associated with us. But to comment on the people controlling the House of Representatives now, did you see that picture of all the new incoming colored women that are now like taking, I guess that's not the people of color.
What a terrible thing to say.
I put the words in the wrong order.
Colored women. That's just, oh my God.
It's women of color. The picture of those women of color taking office now, you know, yesterday in the House of Representatives, somebody commented, they said, this looks less like Congress and more like a Netflix original,
which
I thought was pretty funny. But
it's funny, you know, it kind of bridges what I was saying last segment and segment four, where it's like, yes, all these companies are failing because they are focusing on identities rather than abilities. And now we've elected an entire Congress that seems to have been elected based on their identities rather than their policies. So it makes, you know, yeah, watch a Netflix, you know, remake of something that you love, and you're basically getting a good idea of what it's going to be like watching our country for the next couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll notice that, I don't know. I think her name is Ilhan Omar, I think is the other Islamic young lady that was elected and sworn in. She was sworn in on a Quran, and kind of what came to my mind when you asked me the question about, you know, what are my general thoughts about this? I know that you want to get back to the roots of this problem, you know, about 100 years ago, what brought us to this point. There's this very strong misconception that a lot of people have that there was a communist takeover that started back, you know, whenever, about 100 years ago, and then it's been progressing, and that this is merely another stage in a communist takeover in which they want to introduce a Soviet-style totalitarian government. But I would, you know, urge people to look into it, because that is not the plan. The plan, you know, the infiltration is complete. This is not another step in the plan. This is the end goal. Because
right.
whenever they saw what the Soviets did, and whenever they saw what happened in World War II and the things that followed afterwards, the intellectuals of the 20th century had to come up with something else. They had to say, okay, obviously class warfare is not the way to go. That's not going to get us the desired results, so we have to find another way. This is the end result. We're living, you know, obviously we're still close enough that we can like look backwards and we can see the good stuff and we can reach back towards it. But we're ultimately living in the result of that infiltration. This is the type of atomization that they want. They want to remove distinguishes between, you know, between white and Muslim and Christian and other religions and men and women and all these different things. So we're living in the end result. This is what they want. We're kind of taking another step forward into that. hopefully we can pull it back. But I think that's just important to notice that it's, you know, this is not, we're not heading towards a totalitarian communist Soviet style government. This is what they want right now, what we're living in.
Right. And yeah, well, and as you mentioned, you know, the class warfare won't work, but they still need divisions to exploit. So where America does not have a distinct class system, that wouldn't have worked. Of course, now they are still pushing that. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other socialists are, you know, demonizing the rich and elevating the poor. So there is some level of that, but it's much more easy for them to exploit differences between races or genders, or it really doesn't matter to them which one they're exploiting as long as they have a difference to exploit. But they are trying to sort of have their cake and eat it too. They're saying, how can they argue against identity politics if they're practicing identity politics? On our side, it's pretty consistent. We're like, no, we don't vote for people because they're white males. We also don't vote against them because they're white males. That's a consistent argument. These people are saying, you know, oh, if you're a white person that wants to vote for somebody else because they're white, well, you're evil and awful and horrible. But if I'm voting for a Hispanic person because I'm Hispanic, well, then, you know, I'm exercising my, I don't even know the terms that they use, but, you know, they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. But I mean, how far can that go? I mean, how long will that happen before there's pushback? I don't know.
Yeah. The problem, the thing that they're not foreseeing is that if they continue to push for, and the word identity politics is kind of tired and overused at this point. We became aware of what it is in around 2014, and it's kind of become used a lot. But what they're not really thinking about is the pushback, like you mentioned, that they might get. So that there obviously could be, as a result, if people are pushed far enough, we could see a pushback, a rise in consciousness around white identity, which is something they don't want. And if they continue to push far enough to where the point where they're actually physically, you know, they're persecuting people in more than just on college campuses and in other ways, actual persecution and maybe political persecution, then you might see a pushback that nobody wants to see, that we really, really do not want to see. It's that type of stuff breeds pushback and civil war, really. So we don't want to see that at all.
I mean, you're right, and it's coming down the pipe as we speak. I'll read some of these excerpts of the Green New Deal that pretty blatantly lay out we're going to try to, you know, put in laws to take money from white people and give it to minorities. So they're codifying it.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter.
That's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Lloyd is my guest. We're talking about the insanity of the Democrats still, and I hate to do it to you, Jake, but I want to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I know you're tweeting some stuff out earlier that was pretty funny, but I mean, it's like we can't escape this woman who we didn't know of 6 months ago. We had no idea who she was, and yet now it's like she is somehow, I mean, She is somehow like the intellectual leader of the Democrats in this new socialist wave. But like, and people always get on me and they're like, you gotta stop calling people stupid or idiots. Like, that pushes people away or whatever. But like, she just literally is dumb, and that actually is dangerous because she actually is being like taken advantage of and used by billionaires to put forward their progressive agenda, and she gets no pushback. So to me, it's like literally there's just like a spoiled child running around like making a bunch of noise and trying to, you know, boss people around, and everybody's looking around going, where are her parents? Why is nobody telling her that she can't just do this? Why is nobody telling her that she's wrong? You have the entire media class like just like giddy about her and like, oh, it's so exciting. She says things like, you know, the unemployment is low because people have two jobs. And people on CNN like nod and are like, oh, a very interesting theory. It's like, no, you're an idiot. You're wrong. That's a stupid thing to think. There's got to be pushback against that. If she's just allowed to just say this ridiculous stuff and get no pushback, you know, I guess they booed her as she went to vote for Nancy Pelosi. And she's like, don't hate me because you ain't me, fellas. It's like, no, we hate you because you're an insufferable communist child that is held up, you know, like a princess, that you've done nothing to deserve it. You have no good ideas. You have only horrible rehashed ideas from the Soviet Union. And I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would
rather ignore her. I would rather ignore her, but I don't think we can do that. Go ahead.
I don't have a problem actually talking about her and the things that she says. I have no problem doing that. She says some absurd things, some really morally reprehensible things that sound nice and sweet at the outset, but if you really look into them on a deeper level, they're actually reprehensible. So I don't have a problem talking about that stuff. But well, you know what I was talking about in the tweet, which they put up on the screen there, is what I'm tired of is I'm tired of people talking, you know, talk about the things that she says, absolutely, like we're doing right now. But all over Twitter yesterday, I think there was one account. I don't know if it was real. I don't know if it was a troll account, but it was like a normal person's account. It was, you know, a Q follower. And they posted that video of her dancing in college, literally wearing her Boston University shirt. And she's dancing, having fun. She's just dancing like a college girl. You know, she's just, I don't know if it's for a school thing or if it was just for fun or what, but she's just dancing around. She looks like she's having fun. She's smiling. And people are losing their mind. They're like, look at this. Can you believe this moron took office today? It's like, oh yeah, I forgot that, you know, this is a theocracy in which we're run by the church in Footloose. Nobody's allowed to dance. Nobody's allowed to have fun. This is, you know, you can't dance. You can't have fun. You can't. And I mean, look, she's, you know, a lot of people think she has crazy eyes. Yeah. I mean, she looks crazy. Obviously she's kind of got a little bit, you know, she looks a little bit, I don't want to get too mean, so I'm not going to get into it, but she's on the better looking side of average at least. So that's why she's appealing, because she can look like that. She can have fun. She has a personality, even though she excels at being stupid. She's especially stupid.
She says very stupid things. Maybe we won't insult her intelligence and say the things she says are real stupid.
Exactly. So, but you know, in spite of that, when she does talk, she actually does have a personality. Yeah. I mean, faces like that, not a good look. You don't want to go for that, but she does, she has what
I describe as pretty lady privilege. Pretty lady privilege.
Exactly. And that's why other people with stupid opinions like her, because she seems likable. She has a personality. She can have fun, and she's young. She's, you know, attractive on some level. So that's why people like her. It's not because they're like, yeah, man, it's not because some lower middle class person in New York was like reading. It was like, you know, I was reading Das Kapital the other day, and I was actually really, you know, I was reading Kierkegaard. That's not where this is coming from. They just like her personality. They think that she sounds smarter than she actually is, because they also have, less intelligent opinions. So that's what I mean when I say we shouldn't talk about it. I'm just talking, oh, she's dancing, so she's a moron, that type of thing.
No, you're exactly right. And I mean, it's my opinion that dancing video was, I don't know if you'd call it a false flag, but I mean, that dancing video has been out since she became famous. I've seen that video everywhere. Why it blew up yesterday, I think that's entirely like manufactured. I seriously doubt that was a natural thing. And yeah, you're not winning anybody over by being like, look at her dancing. Like, no, she looked like she was having fun, whatever. She's probably fun to hang out with. That's not the point. The point is that she's now in power and is dangerously stupid. I'm trying not to say it, but you know, she says she has this Green New Deal where their goal is, quote, social, economic, racial, regional, and gender-based justice. That is a reprehensible thing to want to achieve. Like, that's what, I forget who says it. They say, it might be like Sargon of Akkad always says it or something, where they say, you know, not only is equality of outcome not possible, it's imminently dangerous. It's imminently not desirable. Like, you should fear anybody that wants to make everyone equal. It means that you are going to be tearing people down and building up other people that don't deserve it. It's wrong. And like, why not just have, here's an idea. I can eliminate 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words from that sentence and say, why don't we just support programs that support justice? Why not just justice? This idea that we're going to have gender justice and race justice and base justice on like your immutable properties is ridiculous and dangerous and is being used by very powerful people to make communism and socialism and a lack of private ownership and private responsibility and all these things to make them seem cool and fun and relatable. And she thinks she's fighting the power when she's playing right into their hands.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I would say, is that anytime that you have to put I don't know if qualifier is the right word, but anytime you have to put qualifier in front of the word justice, it's not really justice. It means something else. It means some other type of agenda. Because justice is a very, I would dare to say that justice is an objective thing. You might measure, you know, there might be different measures of what justice calls for, but if someone murders somebody, justice would be for them to be punished for that. It would be injustice for them to get away with it. It is not, however, an objective reality that somebody is a different color so that they have a disadvantage, which means that we must raise them up with some monetary reparation. That's not justice. That's another type of social objective. So to call it justice is just dishonest.
Right. And they literally say they want to use reparations to right historical injustices. So what is an historical injustice anyway? So you're going to punish people now for stuff that happened in the past? That's not justice. That is literally injustice. That is the opposite of justice. And yet they use the terms of justice to describe an incredibly unjust program. Jake Lloyd, stay with me. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about 1913 and how it all started going downhill. This is the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight while he recovers. He says he'll be back on Monday. We'll see. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back after these short messages.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today, Friday, January 4th, 2019. Jake Lloyd, InfoWars reporter, is my guest. I see some people on the line. I'm going to get to your calls in the next segment, so stay on the line. We will get to those. But, Jake, how did we get to the point that in today's day, I mean, we have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez putting forward a bill for complete equality, completely communistic ideas. Our government is ready, willing, and eager to spend $700 billion a year on the military without even second-guessing it or asking where it goes. Tens of billions of dollars sent to foreign nations, collected out of the pockets of our taxpayers and sent to foreign nations. Meanwhile, we have 600,000 people a year crossing our borders to take advantage of our welfare programs, to take advantage of our economy, and to, you know, provide slave labor for these big corporations. And the people of America who are paying for all of this are like, hey, we just want a wall. And so what happens? GOP lawmaker unveils bill soliciting private contributions for a border wall. So we'll send $700 billion to the military. We'll send tens of billion dollars to even just individual foreign countries to do whatever the heck they want with it. But when we say, oh, hey, can we please have a tiny percentage of that for our own protection, to protect our own lands? And they say, if you want that, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. And then say we do want to go online and do a fundraiser and raise the wall. What happens? The big tech companies come and say that's racist and shut it down. So it's like we can't even protect ourselves anymore. We can't even, our government won't do it. They won't let us do it. And now they're asking us to pay out of our own pocket to build the wall. And that's a GOP senator. That is our lawmaker. That's somebody on the Republican side saying maybe the best option is we just give the Democrats everything they want and then pay for everything we want ourselves. I mean, how did we get here, Jake? Please walk me through this.
Well, there's a lot. That's a tall order. There was a lot going on for a long time that led up to this. I would say that it probably started with the Enlightenment. I know that that's a sensitive topic. The Enlightenment, not all bad. There were some good things that came out of the Enlightenment, but a lot of things were also not so good. One of them was the idea that reason can replace faith and morals, that you can reason yourself into certain positions. You can reasonably determine that ethical behavior is preferable. So you don't need God. You don't need faith. You don't need a type of transcendental moral lawgiver. So you can live life without that. That's kind of where it begins. And then you have the introduction of liberal democracy into European society. You have the French Revolution, which was directly a product of the Enlightenment, not as much of a secondary consequence as the things that we see today. But then it picks up again later, about 100 years ago, as you were talking about. And there's a few different, it's kind of like a tree. You see the way that it kind of grows up from the root at the stump, and then it grows and it branches off, because there's multiple different ways that we were negatively attacked. And one of them was and it's partially because of the system we had. We should have made the system to be a little bit more impervious to this type of attack, because we have the hijacking of the military-industrial complex, or the creation of the military-industrial complex, really. And that's where the wars come from. And then you have because of those wars, you have these Marxist thinkers that flee Europe and they come to America. And because of the consequences of the Soviet Revolution and the wars in Europe, they begin to think of this alternative Marxist hypothesis, which is that, like you said earlier, it's not class, but we have these other categories that we can take advantage of to manipulate and to control, which would be racial groups, other minorities like women, gays, transsexuals, etc. And so that's how they got here. Another one, though, is the dissolution of the family. We intentionally, and before this, you'll notice, they set this up very well. They had a very good plan for how they were going to do this, because before they started, you know, common law or not common law divorce. No fault divorce didn't become a thing until much later, but women were encouraged to go out into the workforce a little bit less than 100 years ago. And that came after the suffrage movement. Now, I'm not saying that women shouldn't have the right to vote, but it was done with malicious intention. It was done in order to, the reason that it was done, when it was done and how it was done, was in order to liberate women from the household. If only the man can vote, then it's a household voting. That's, you know, it's not just about the men. It's the household voting. And traditionally, the household leader was a man. So the whole family is voting for this candidate. It's, that's just how it worked. But when you liberate that, you allow women to vote and then you encourage them to get in the workforce. At that time in history, most women didn't want to do either. They were happy in their role at the time. But they were encouraged to get into the workforce. They were encouraged to vote. And then later we saw the encouraging of families to split up. Oh, if you don't love each other, just split up. Oh, you know, you can see the kids. You can share time with the kids, that sort of thing. So dissolution of the family is the other way that, cause that's kind of the lowest level of sovereignty. There's individual sovereignty, but family is kind of the lowest level, most cohesive level of governance. And then you get up to the, you know, town, city, state, federal, you know, all the way up, but that's the lowest base level. And when you break that up, you're able to break up everything above. You know, when you break up the foundation like that, everything above it collapses.
Right. And, you know, what the problem was for the people in control was that, women weren't producing any taxes when they are at home, you know, raising their kids. Well, they're not earning a wage. And so you can't tax them. They aren't having to hire a caretaker. So you can't tax that. You know, they're not having to buy another car so they can get to work. So they're not taxing that. So it's all about like, it's a, you know, tax revenue that they're making as well as, right, taking it from the family being the sort of the smallest cohesive unit to the individual being the smallest cohesive unit, which allows you just greater sort of atomization. And in the same way that, you know, I was reading the article earlier about how, DACA is credited for basically turning at least 20 GOP seats into Democratic seats. You know that these Democrats, they're driven much less by compassion and by, oh, these poor people, they deserve a say, or, you know, we need to give them a home, as much as they know, hey, these people will vote for us. So we'll try to get them voting rights. I mean, it's very self-serving. And I agree with you to some point in the fact that, a lot of the people who, were fighting for women's suffrage felt, oh, we can manipulate women. We can trick women. We can tell them you're a slave if you, you know, love your husband and stay with your children. And it's really quite manipulative and mean and brutal. And so this has continued throughout the last 100 years, but it really did start. Well, I mean, who knows how far back it started, but by around the time of 1913, you have the 17th Amendment, which said that, the senators were no longer elected by the state legislature. They were elected by the people individually. You have the start of World War I, where you have this forced industrialization of everybody, which is, you know, the same type of thing. You're not creating a bunch of tax revenue if you're just a farmer out there living off his land. They need you in a factory, you know, doing a you know, wage slavery, basically, so they can get that money. I mean, they cloak it in these good things. They cloak it in, oh, suffrage, that's great. Everybody will have a say. When in reality, their reasons for doing this are very dark and sinister.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that I, you know, that Owen Benjamin has said, who I know that you listen to a lot. One thing that he said is that this is clearly not just, this plan is so long term. It extends past, you know, and through so many different generations that it couldn't be a human plan. This, you know, in his opinion and in my opinion, I know not everybody will share this sentiment, but it can only be the work of a supernatural evil force to see our world and our systems manipulated in this way. So what he would say and what I agree with is that this type of thing is the work of Satan. And so that's what I think. But, you know, because it does extend past so many generations, it would be so hard to plan it cohesively otherwise.
It is certainly a spiritual war that we are waging against the forces of darkness. That's Jake Lloyd,
warrior on the side of light and truth. Thanks so much for joining us, Jake. You can find his work at Infowars.com. Jake Lloyd is his YouTube channel, or Jake C. Lloyd is his Twitter handle. Thanks, Jake.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Final segment of The David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. I'm going to go directly to your phone calls. First, I just wanted to say this interesting little thing. You have Google once again changing search results after a liberal journalist complains. You can find that story on Infowars.com. We know Google is one of the main forces fighting on behalf of progressivism and liberalism in any way that they can, be it illegal or not.
And you would think that would mean that they, you know, they really care about other people. They want higher taxes because they believe it's right that the wealthy return, you know, the bounty that they've earned and give it back to the people, which is interesting because Google also just shifted $23 billion to a tax haven in Bermuda. Oh, isn't that interesting that they're all hypocrites? Yes, they're all hypocrites if you are buying in to what they call liberalism and what they tell you is progressivism. Just know they do not believe what they preach. They are stashing their money. They are keeping their money away. They are wildly wealthy, incredibly greedy, and very, very selfish people who are convincing you that it's good and proper and you're only really a decent human being if you give up your power, money, and sovereignty to them. Yes, that's what they tell you. All right, we're going to your calls. I have Joey in New York, wants to talk about starting a YouTube channel. Thanks for holding, Joe. You've been on for a while. I appreciate it. What can I do for you? Hi.
How's it going?
Quite well. Thanks for holding.
You're welcome.
You started a YouTube channel, I hear?
I did. And I haven't made any videos because it was going to gear to Awaken America.
What's the name of the YouTube channel?
It's Joey Vlogs.
Joey Vlogs, okay.
And I wanted to get advice of what way I should fight the globalists by a YouTube channel.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. I mean, starting YouTube, you've started down the trail there. Just making content, making it every day. Get on InfoWars comms, InfoWars Army, and talk to people there. Work together to, you know, get together and go out and do some real life activism. I'm constantly being tweeted at by people in the InfoWars Army, and I get to see everything that they're doing daily, going out and either making videos or going out and protesting or holding signs over freeways. But no, making a YouTube channel is a great way to start.
Yeah. And I invested in Super Blue Toothpaste as well.
Oh, good. Excellent.
It's amazing. Like, I wasn't expecting the results to be that fast. And it's just amazing. Secret 12 is amazing. Brain Force is amazing. So.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, you're definitely doing your part to fight for free speech. What type of stuff do you cover on your YouTube channel?
Right now, I was looking on just vlogging about my opinion of what's really going on. But I haven't made any content yet. I'm just starting out.
Well, you gotta start out and you gotta know that you are going to be facing an uphill battle because as soon as you start your YouTube channel or your Twitter or whatever it is, they are going to be crushing you algorithmically. They're going to be shadow banning your stuff. Don't let that dissuade you. And just know that the numbers aren't necessarily accurate that they're showing you. That's one thing that I have to sort of always remind myself is I'm like, you know, I actually don't know how popular this tweet is or how much people like this video because I'm not actually being given an access to my audience so they can actually see me. People don't actually see the tweets. They don't show up in their feed. So, you know, it can be like disheartening being like, oh my gosh, nobody sees it. But then you hear from your friend like, yeah, I can't find your Twitter. Like, or, you know, I'm subscribed to you and your videos don't show up in my feed. So don't get dissuaded at the fact that it'll be a slow start. Just get the ball rolling. You only need about a dozen people to subscribe and, you know, take a little while to do it and just keep coming out with videos and those people will share it. And then sooner or later that'll get posted on Reddit or something else. And then you get a whole influx of people and then people are trying to help you out. I mean, it's a snowball effect and it can happen. You just have to stick to it. You have to get that truth out. You have to not be abrasive, but not be cowardly. You know, you got to have a good view. And really one of the most valuable things you can do is research. Just do research and then put that research out in a consumable form because that's one of the services that we here at InfoWars sort of provide for our audience. And it's what a lot of people look for is they go, look, I know all this stuff is going on behind the scenes. I don't have time to go research and go down the rabbit hole. So I need somebody else to do it for me and to present it to me in an easily digestible package. So that's a valuable service that you can provide for people when you go out and start making these videos. So thanks so much for the call, Joey. Anything else before I let you go?
Oh, the election that I actually wore an InfoWars shirt to the voting booth. And I, you know, I was surprised that nobody really noticed.
Yeah, that could be a good thing.
You know, but I was like hoping to get like a upper. Now I have the Not Today Antifa shirt.
Oh, good.
So.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and doing your part to just spread the word, man. That's so valuable. All right, Jason in Texas wants to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Jason from Texas, you are on the line.
Hey, how you doing? I don't see the attraction with Ms. Cortez. If you get the InfoWars staff there maybe to pull up some images of facial images of her compared to a goat. She's bug-eyed, got a narrow face. She looks like a goat to me. I don't see the attractive quality there. Also, I wanted to shift gears to Houston. We're kind of doing the same thing here. We have a 27-year-old Hispanic immigrant from Colombia that just won the seat here for county judge. No work experience, no life experience. She didn't even know what the Astrodome was.
Oh my god!
She was asked, you know, what do you want to do with the Astrodome? And she didn't know what that was. But I was wanting to know if you could do a segment, maybe today, tomorrow, one day next week, exposing Lena Hidalgo, Harris County judge, 27-year-old, inexperienced, just like Ms. Cortez there in New York. There's a lot of info warriors here in Houston that would be appreciative.
No, that's a fantastic idea, and I will definitely look into that. I know I saw articles yesterday saying, you know, Harris County just signed in 17 women of color as judges. And it's like, okay, but are they good judges? Do they know the law? Will they, you know, exercise their power correctly? Or are we just happy because they're a certain race and gender?
Harris County is blue. I mean, the county prosecutor, the county judge, the sheriff, the police chief, the mayor, the only few Republicans are some commissioners that their office wasn't up for election this go around. But it will be in about two more years. So if Republicans aren't careful here in Harris County, we will be completely blue, just like Austin, Dallas, San Antonio. So it's a scary, unsettling trend that people here in Texas are the way they're voting these very young, inexperienced people in the office that have no work experience or life experience. It's unsettling.
It's totally evidence of like racially and intersectionally based manipulation where they really try to get out demographics that they think will vote for their person because of demographics, because it's so strange because Houston is such a conservative place and it's a place of such, like, hustle and private energy, private economy and everybody wants to own their own business and do their own work and like nobody's relying too much on the government. That's not the spirit of Houston. And so it really is sad to see Houston fall to these identity politics and these manipulations by the media masters that really don't comport with the spirit of Houston, which is one that says, you know, I can handle myself, you handle yourself, and we don't need a government to come in and step in and come between us or try to help us in any way. So you're completely right that, I mean, Houston, it's a big city, but it's a Texas city, and it has that spirit of do-it-yourself and conservatism, and yet the local politics are just absolutely dominated by Democrats because they know how to organize, they know how to get their message out, and they have the media on their side. In the last 30 seconds here, Jason, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, just reiterate that, one of your other segments going forward, if you can do something on the Harris County judge here, the new county judge with her inexperience and everything and the similarities with the goat-faced electee there in New York with her inexperience and no work experience or life experiences, we'd appreciate it here in Houston.
Well, I will definitely look into that. I have family in Houston and a lot of friends in Houston. It's where I grew up. I have much love for it, and I would hate to see it go down the road that Austin has gone down. My God, what a silly place Austin is. Just to give you an example, we just promised $900 million in new expansions but had to cut $50 million from our school system and close 50 schools or 12 schools or something. So, yeah, socialism, not even once. Don't even try it. Harrison Smith signing off. Stay tuned for Alex Jones.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.